This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Harry Cooper. Harry Cooper and I met quite a number of years ago at a convention. And this was a military convention. And we didn't know each other before then, but we certainly do now. And he's been to the Get Prepared Expo, and he's been on the air with us. And his website, sharkhunters.com, shark, S-H-A-R-K, hunters.com. And so, Harry, welcome to USA Prepares.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Well, Harry, you know, when I was in elementary school, I was taught that Adolf Hitler killed himself in April 30th of 1945, just as the Allied troops were coming into Berlin. So he realized that, according to what I was told, he realized that he was gonna lose any moment, and he killed himself. And his wife of ours, Eva Braun, killed herself with cyanide, and under orders by Adolf Hitler, their bodies were to be carried up through the bunker's emergency exit, doused in gasoline, and set aflame in the garden outside the bunkers, or outside the bunker. That's what we were told.
Yeah, but we all were. I was told that.
That's probably not accurate.
Well, it's not at all accurate. It's fiction. We're the ones who broke that story 20 years ago that he was not dead in the bunker. Others have come along later, copied our book, made TV stuff out of it. I just got back from Argentina just this past June. We were having snowball fights down there. It's middle of winter down there. It was my 10th trip down there. But we learned 20 years ago that Hitler did not commit suicide. Eva Braun did not commit suicide. Whether he wanted to stay or not, we'll never know. But he was forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann and removed. Bormann was the power behind the throne at that point. And Bormann wanted to keep the Reich alive, and he needed a figurehead, which was Hitler. So he was forcibly removed and set up in a very nice estate in Patagonia, about 800 miles southwest of Buenos Aires. I've been there in 2008, 2009. I was just there in June. They were so nice. They turned the key in the gate up by the highway and then opened the buildings and said, okay, let us know when you're done. Gave us a full run. You can go to the website, sharkhunters.com, and then look at our YouTube channel. Not only the estate house where Hitler lived, but also the guest houses, the boathouse, and about 500 or so yards away, the remains of the farm that helped support this area. Remember, when he moved there, 1945 until 1955, this might as well have been on the dark side of the moon. It was out beyond anything. There was no phone lines out there. There were no rail lines. There was no airport at the time. in and out by seaplane was about the only way people could get there, or by an incredibly primitive road that took more than a full day out of Buenos Aires. So it was very safe. And once he got there, and Borman came to South America also, and so did thousands of guys from the Reich, Borman realized that raising another million-man army and starting out to get into combat was not the way to go. He had so much incredible amount of loot, cash, money, cash of other denominations from other countries, precious metals, stones, and the numbers to the bank accounts, etc. So they just started about 750 corporations, some of which are worldwide corporations in business today. So suddenly Hitler was no longer necessary. Well, he couldn't very well bump off their Führer, so he just put him out there and told him, enjoy life. And this little town of San Carlos de Bariloche, which was kind of across the lake from where Hitler lived. It was on a huge, big lake called Lake Nahuelhuapi, 800 miles southwest of Buenos Aires. Now, the town of Bariloche was a tiny little town back in those days. It's a huge, big resort area now. But there was nothing to do. But there was a ton of former SS officers living in Bariloche. And they formed the German-American Cultural Center. That was Erich Priebke helped form that. He was a former SS captain. I think the rank is called Sturmbannführer. He was a member of Shark Hunters, Priebke was. And he was also one of the guys in Hitler's personal guard there. And the darndest thing, we the people, we were baloneyed. We were fed all sorts of baloney. Hitler committed suicide, et cetera, et cetera. Yet we have hundreds of FBI files and CIA files from those days, OSS they were called. They know, they said flat out in those files of 1945, they knew Hitler was gone. They knew he was in Argentina. But it was important to let the world think he was dead. There are reasons why, which we put out in our book. I wrote a book about it called Hitler in Argentina, and it was the first big work on that subject. Others, like I say, have copied it. They've gotten it wrong. They all say that Hitler escaped on board the submarine U-530. Absolutely not true. In the first place, Hitler was extremely claustrophobic. And secondly, he got seasick at the drop of a hat. So to think he would spend a month or two cooped up in a stinky steel tube bouncing around in the ocean makes no sense. But also, the skipper of U-530, Captain Otto Wermuth, was a member of Shark Hunters, and he talked to one of my guys for a whole day. And he swore there were no passengers aboard. Plus, we have confirmed that Hitler was in the Führer bunker on his birthday, the 20th of April, 1945, because we've talked to people who were in there with him. Captain Ali Kramer, for one, who was also a member of Shark Hunters. And they said he was in the bunker on the 20th of April. On the 20th of April, U-530 was already 3 days out to sea, so how could Hitler get aboard if the submarine was already gone? So all this is explained in the book. And then, of course, talking to the wide-eyed person who believes the propaganda we were taught, they suddenly yell out, "No, they've got the body." And I ask, "Well, who's got the body?" And they tell me, "The Russians have the body. It's in the Red Army Museum." And I tell them, "Yeah, do you have a Svetlana Rusky Pudovnik?" I'm an honorary Russian submarine officer, and I have run of the Red Army Museum, and I've been through it several times. There's no body. And if Stalin would have had Hitler's body, it would have been on display in the Kremlin wall. Those guys were not the best of friends. So, and they had the piece of the skull with the bullet hole through it that they said was Hitler's, and then about 10, 15 years ago, an independent forensic pathologist examined it and found it was the skull of a young woman. So much for that. Now, just recently, they've suddenly discovered a jawbone that nobody knew anybody had. How convenient. And that's all contrived as well. So we know he died down there on the 13th of February, 1962, in Bolivia. So the committed suicide in the bunker? No. So there you have it in a nutshell.
Yeah. So why? What is the reason that this fantastic story of the dual suicide of Adolf Hitler and his wife in the Führer bunker, the burning of the bodies, why even say that? Why not say he escaped or we don't know where he is? Why make this thing up?
That's a good question. And it's got a very obvious answer. First off, I know from firsthand experience because I was around in those days. I was just a little kid. But I remember the end of the war. And what was it, 1944, Mussolini got caught, hung by his heels and machine gunned. See, during the war, we were fighting against Germany, Japan, and Italy. As it got on in the war, when it was obvious we were going to win, then we were fighting against Hitler, Tojo, and Mussolini. They had personalized it. The Germans, Japanese, and Italians, they were all good people, but we had to get rid of the leadership. I guess that had to do with how to reconstruct the economies. I don't know. Okay, Mussolini, we know what happened to him. Machine gun, hung by his heels, machine gunned, and we were told by a fellow who was there that, you know, if your heart, even if you're hanging upside down, your heart is pumping your blood around. But if you're dead, your heart quits pumping, and all that blood comes down into your face, and apparently his face kind of blew up. So we know what happened to Mussolini. Tojo, the war minister in Japan, we know what happened to him. He shot himself, didn't do the job very well. The U.S. nursed him back to life and then hanged him. So we know what happened to those two guys. But Hitler, the one they described as the worst evil of the bunch, they can't very well say he got away because then people would be screaming to go get him.
And okay, we'll be right back. We'll be right
very
back.
Well.
And we'll continue the story. Harry Cooper, sharkhunters.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Harry Cooper's with us. Sharkhunters.com. Sharkhunters.com. And Harry, I'm paraphrasing, but you mentioned something like this, that if Adolf Hitler escaped and the people learned that he escaped, they'd cry out, go get him.
That's
and
right.
So, and you're saying that the Allies couldn't allow that. And why couldn't we just go get him and hang him?
That is a very simple question that does not have a very simple answer. There's two reasons, and I'm giving away part of what's in my book, Hitler in Argentina. First off, I was a special weapons guy in the Air Force. I spent 6 long, hard months in training, learning all about hydrogen bombs, atom bombs, etc. And the first couple of weeks, we saw movies on the Air Force atomic weapons program, and we were not doing real well. And then suddenly, Germany surrendered. Our scientists got real smart, and we had uranium that we didn't have before, and we had a guy who showed our scientists how to make the infrared triggers for the atom bomb. For a nuclear explosion to go off properly, you take a piece of uranium, U-235, about the size of a small grapefruit, and you surround it with 64 shaped charges that have to go off at the exact same millimicrosecond to squeeze in and convert this ball of uranium into critical mass, and then you've got a nuclear blast. If one goes off a zillionth of a second too soon or too late, you got nothing but junk flying around. Our guys weren't getting it done. All of a sudden, this guy came over. As a matter of fact, it was a German scientist on board a German submarine that was on its way to Tokyo when the war ended, and they were in the North Atlantic, so they just came to the U.S. to surrender. He became a member of Shark Hunters later. His name was Dr. Heinz Schlicka, who later went to work for a company up in Milwaukee as part of Operation Paperclip. That's another whole subject. But our guys suddenly got smart. We got jet engines. We got jet technology. We had jet fighter planes. We had jet bombers coming along. We had rockets, all that. So there are two possibilities. One, there was a quid pro quo. You leave Hitler alone, he ain't going to bother anybody. You don't bother Hitler, and we'll give the U.S. all this high-tech stuff. And believe me, it was a ton of high-tech. Leave Hitler alone, we give you all this stuff. Otherwise, we give it all to the Soviet Union. That's one theory, and I think it's a pretty good theory. The other theory, which is pretty obvious, when they got down there, Martin Bormann, as I say, had a ton of money in what today would be trillions of dollars. He and Juan Perón got to be buddies. Juan Perón had his hand out, and Martin Bormann kept putting money into his hand. And we're talking massive amounts of money with which Perón used to buy his way to the presidency of Argentina. In 1945, he was just a colonel with no money. 1946, he had massive amount of money, three mansions in Buenos Aires. I visited all three of them. And he was president of Argentina. So to go after Hitler would not have been a quiet little snatch and grab like the Mossad did with Eichmann in, 1960 or 61. It would have required a full-scale invasion because Perón was building up his military with this money that he was getting from Bormann, and he had a large military base in Bariloche where Hitler was living. So to get Hitler, it would have required a full-scale invasion. And in 1945-46, people were tired of the war. They didn't want to see any more war. So they figured, just, we'll take all the technology, leave Hitler quietly, sit out there in the wilderness, and go on about our business. That's all spelled out in my next book, Hitler and the Secret Alliance. There's three books in the Hitler Escape trilogy.
And we'll be right back with Harry Cooper.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the 17th anniversary since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, Vice President Mike Pence takes part in an observance at the Pentagon and has this message for Americans who lost loved ones on that fateful day.
We gather here to say that you do not bear that burden alone. The American people stand with you. and we always will.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are at an observance at the Flight 93 Memorial in western Pennsylvania, where passengers took down a plane that hijackers were planning to fly to D.C.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan as Hurricane Florence is making its way towards the East Coast, now expected to make landfall in North Carolina late Thursday or early Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Harry Cooper's with us. Harry, in 2013, Time Magazine posted an article, and they listed what they say is the top 100, the most significant figures in history. And here they are, the top seven in order. Number one, Jesus. Number two, Napoleon. Muhammad, Shakespeare, Lincoln, Washington, and Hitler, number seven. Then following that, number 15, Julius Caesar. 21 is Sir Isaac Newton. Number 36, which I don't understand at all, is George W. Bush. 37, Churchill. 64, Voltaire. Number 93, Nikola Tesla. So I think their list is not ordered properly. Now, I can understand Jesus being number one, but I think Hitler is way higher than number seven. Would you agree with that?
Well, I know in 1938 he was Time Magazine's Man of the Year, and he was in the running to be Man of the Century, except the war came along and the propaganda came out, and that had to change. Churchill, a lot of my, I've got members in 77 countries who get our magazine, and your listeners can send me an email at sharkhunters@sharkhunters.com, all one word, sharkhunters@sharkhunters.com. Say they heard us on the show today and they want a copy of our magazine, and I'll send an electronic copy of the magazine to them by return mail, no charge, no strings attached. And a lot of our members in England have absolutely no use for Churchill because he's the one who kept the war going. Hitler kept trying to reach peace proposals with England, and Churchill shot them down. A lot of Americans who know the story of Eisenhower can't stand Eisenhower because of his starvation camp order, by which over 1.1 million German soldiers were starved to death months after the war ended. So, you know, one man's hero is another man's villain, or vice versa. Remember, George Washington was a wanted criminal in the eyes of the Brit because he was a British colonel and he led the revolt against England. So I'm not comparing Washington with Churchill or Roosevelt, believe me. Washington was a great man. Churchill and Roosevelt, not so much. Anyhow, where Hitler belongs on the ranking, where anybody belongs on any ranking, depends on who's doing the ranking. And remember, the people in the lamestream press, those are all liberals. I'm surprised they didn't have Barack Obama at the top of the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned your trilogy. I'd love to hear more about that. So if we're interested in learning more about you, we can go to sharkhunters.com. If we'd like a copy of your magazine, free, gratis, no strings attached, sharkhunters@sharkhunters.com to get a free copy of the magazine.
Yeah, you keep putting a pause in there. It's just one word, Shark Hunters. So, yeah,
go ahead. No, I do that so that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there is no space. There is no space, but it's one word, Shark Hunters. And the reason I'm doing that is so our class can write it down.
Okay.
Shark
Very
Hunters
well.
Is one word at sharkhunters.com. So it's S H A R K H U N T E R S at S H A R K H U N T E R S.com. All
yes, sir.
One word. Okay.
That's correct. Just
so
send
your trilogy.
An email here and say they heard us on the show. They would like a copy of the magazine, and bang, zoom, within a few hours it'll be back to you. Like I say, it's free, no strings attached. And then if you want to read about Hitler's escape, the Hitler Escape Trilogy, you can find that on our website, sharkhunters.com. And there are three books. The first one, Hitler in Argentina, came out 2004, I believe it was. And it gives the whole story told through the eyes of an agent who was there. He was a high-level Abwehr agent. He was in the Führer bunker. He saw Hitler forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann. He saw Hitler removed. He met with Hitler in September of 1952. And I asked one of our members years ago, who was a captain in the U.S. Navy and Naval Intelligence, I said, this guy's nuts. Everybody knows Hitler committed suicide in the bunker in 1945. And Captain Bob says, no, he didn't. We knew he got away to Argentina. So the book is written through the eyes of Don Angel, who was the Spanish spy working for the Abwehr. And it's loaded with FBI files, first-person accounts. And incidentally, I was just down there in June. I met with a lady who saw Hitler in 1954. She and her husband were down in Patagonia at a very upscale hotel for their honeymoon, and since Argentina was not really directly involved in the war, in the combat section of sense of it, they were keeping track of both sides. They were very, very interested, and so they knew who was who. And the lady said to her husband, she says, "That man on the other side of the dining room looks like Adolf Hitler." And her husband says, "That man is Adolf Hitler." And we got that all on tape. I videotaped her this last June. So the first book, Hitler in Argentina, tells all about Hitler's escape. The next one, Hitler and the Secret Alliance, tells how this was possible. Starting in about 1905, large numbers of very wealthy, ultra-wealthy Germans and some Italians moved to Argentina and were given huge property, huge pieces of property, hundreds of square miles of property to start their ranches. And so the foundation was there. The Germans were there. They had the banks. They had the various corporations. They had everything. And then comes World War One, and that's over, and even more of them came. And then comes World War Two, and they were very patriotic to their fatherland. And so when the war was over and the Reich had collapsed, they welcomed these guys with open arms. And it's long been theorized, and I think more than a theory, that the Vatican and the Red Cross helped a ton of guys from the Reich escape. Down in Argentina, for instance, there's a whole lot of people named Kirchner. Well, Kirchner is a German word for churchman. So they'd get the passport from the Vatican with a phony name. Okay, you're Juan Kirchner or whatever. And so the second book, Hitler and the Secret Alliance, tells all about how it was possible. And it tracks Hitler and Bormann through South America and a lot of the high-ranking guys from the Reich. Then the third book, which we just came out with about a month ago, we're already selling the heck out of this thing, thank God, is called Hitler's Spy Web in South America. In the first two books, we told what we knew, and based by hard fact. The third book, Hitler's Spy Web, we not only tell more of what we know, we give the actual source. We name the names, we say what spies, what agents, what whoever actually gave us the information. So they cross-match it six ways from Sunday, and it comes up the same. This is not theory. So many of these other books have footnotes galore because they copied this, that, and the other thing from other books and libraries, and that's fine. That's legal. Borrow it and put in a footnote. You won't find footnotes in our book because it's all first person, boots on the ground. And if I don't go there and talk to the person, I'm not going to say, "Hey, we read in such and such a book that this guy said this and that." I go there. I talk to these people. Erich Priebke, like I say, was the SS captain. I had dinner with his son right after he got arrested and confined to house arrest in Rome. I had dinner with his son, learned all about it, talked to various other people there who knew Hitler. Every year on the 20th of April, which was Hitler's birthday, they had big shindig at a couple of the very, very upscale hotels down there. They'd have a birthday party. Sometimes Hitler would be there. But they always had a picture of Hitler and a swastika flag. So this is not stuff I get from somebody else's research. I've been down to South America 10 times so far. I've been Germany, Austria, usually twice a year, every year since 1988. So this is all hard fact, first-person interviews, not hearsay, not stuff I read in somebody else's book, because I don't think that's research at all. If you're going to do your research in a library, you really aren't a researcher.
So I've got a question for you.
Shoot.
I've got a copy of Hitler in Argentina, and it's signed by you. So if someone
wants to, sending it to you, yeah.
And the most important volumes in my library are the ones of USA Prepares instructors that are signed. So there's plenty of time if you do buy Christmas presents class, there's plenty of time to order this. Now, Harry Cooper, will you sign each copy of the trilogy of Hitler in Argentina, as I have a copy, Hitler and the Secret Alliance, and Hitler's Spy Web in South America? Will they all be signed if ordered?
You betcha. You order them from Shark Hunters, we ship them out, and I sign each and every one of them. In the beginning, I didn't think that was a big deal. Oh, big deal. Who cares about Harry Cooper's signature? Then I see them on eBay. They're selling for 2 and 3 times the original price, and they put a big whoop-de-doo in there about, hey, it's signed by the author. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, everything well, you know, mine's not going to show up on eBay. Those are my most treasured possessions class, the volumes from the USA Prepares instructors, and you can get one as well and enjoy it as much as I do. Harry Cooper, in your travels, have you bumped into any USA Prepares instructors, whether it be in Europe or in the United States?
About the only time was when I was at your convention down there in Missouri. Tons of them there.
Okay. Okay, great. We'll be right back. And my next question for Harry Cooper is, okay, 750 corporations throughout the world. Can you name some of them that were a result of Martin Bormann's efforts? We'll come back. Harry Cooper, SharkHunters.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Harry Cooper's with us. SharkHunters.com. Harry Cooper. Borman started 750 or so corporations.
Right.
And placed them throughout the world, and he cloaked the ownership of these corporations using every conceivable little device known to the legal mind. Can you tell us some of these corporations? What are their names?
Nope. I've gotten accustomed to breathing, Vince.
Okay.
We know some of the corporations, and they're massive, huge international corporations. One of them a few years ago, I wrote to them, wrote to the chairman of the board of their corporation, and said that we had evidence that that's how they got started, and we would like to hear from them. And I thought maybe, silly me, I thought maybe they'd send me a couple of $100,000 and say, keep your mouth shut. No, I got a letter from them saying I'm doing this research at great personal risk. So I figured, well, they're not going to pay me, and I ain't going to say anything while I'm still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll know some. You would know some of the names.
Yeah. My research tells me that they are, let's say, in the oil industry and the chemical industry and so forth. So you don't need to say anything, but plus you can do your own research. You can type
in
Martin
and,
Borman.
You know, he had the right idea. Rather than start a war to conquer stuff with the sword, you conquer stuff with the cash register. And he.
So what lessons have we? What lessons have we learned? Is it possible that there could be another person arising to the level of influence of an Adolf Hitler? Is that possible in your thinking? Is it possible for that to be repeated, or have we gotten past the ability to do that?
For a person to rise to that level of power, oh, absolutely. There are several multi-zillionaires in this world that have that kind of power. But to rise to that level of power using a military structure, no, that's not going to happen. I doubt we're going to see anybody rise to that level again because of all the restrictions and controls, et cetera, put into place. The United States was not a very big country back in those days when World War II started. Argentina was a richer and more powerful country than the United States. It was the war that got the United States up to where we are. Germany had the best trained, best equipped combat soldiers there were, but they couldn't sink our ships fast enough or shoot down our planes fast enough because we kept building them faster and they could wipe them out. And the Soviets, they didn't mind losing a couple of 100,000 people today because they had 500,000 more people coming tomorrow. So for any one nation to militarily rock the world like that again today, I don't believe that can happen. Financially, okay. Well, look at how Jeff Bezos, for instance, who just now became a trillionaire with Amazon and all the companies they control. And we're told that if you're too conservative and too right-wing, they suddenly just shut you off and you're gone. Whether this is true or not, I don't know. Google is accused of being the same thing. So there's nobody ever going to, in our lifetime, going to militarily rock the world like Hitler did. Financially, that's another story. And don't look at Vladimir Putin to rock the world either. He's not a lunatic. He's not a madman. I met him. I spent 15 minutes talking to him. He's a patriotic Russian. And he's not a wuss like Obama. When I met him, you know, guys, you know, try to give the handshake that makes the other guy's eyes blink. Well, me and him did that for about 30, 40 seconds, and neither one of us blinked. He's a tough guy. So, but he's he's the most powerful outside of this country, and he just wants his country to be safe for his people. Why not?
Harry Cooper, I read a NewYorkTimes.com post, and it says, a report by the U.S. Treasury Department in 1946 stated that 750 companies were set up all over the world by German industrialists following the August 10th, 1944 meeting in Strasbourg. Yep, you're absolutely right.
Well,
exactly what you said is right. Thanks so much for being with us.
In Argentina, you'll read about all these clandestines.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.